to do now is to decide how to fulfill what your stuff is. So in that sense, so it does kind of make sense. It's probably not sending. Yeah. There it is. And the Play-Doh's yellow. Okay. Yeah, okay, let me just get this going first. Ah, there it is. And that should be it. Okay. I guess the same thing again. I started with something very basic. So just so you guys have some idea of what's involved in my process, and then you can just work through it and we'll either modify it or start from scratch, depending on what your needs are. The components are exactly the same. I think, like what you guys said, the most input that's needed is basically in the user interface. The rest of the components, they do have an impact in terms of cost and complexity. Like you said, time to market was a problem, and how many components are physically in there in cost, and the power is basically a factor of that. And the lower components, the power, the logic, the transmitter, and the infrared, they affect you in terms of the size of your device, and that would have some impact on how I think more how you hold rather than the actual using the remote control, because like we've said, we've defined, like, we only want the basic things that to be visible, and the rest of them we try to hide. So you know, it's just a matter of working out space. So I guess three things: cost, complexity, and the size. These are the three things that will have an impact on you. So just go through the components. These are the options that are available to you. I'm not very sure about the voice thing, because I got another email and it was quite sketchy on what the voice options are. It said it could talk to you, but it never said anything about being able to listen. It said something about a sensor, but it never clarified that. So maybe if you, well, I could see the other email that they sent you, because they got back to me with like different requirements, or different offerings of what components are available. Okay, so your basic components are buttons. Okay, and you have a wheel available, like a mouse scroll wheel. Okay, there's an LCD display. I think these are quite standard things. No, they're, well, in a sense, these are all the options available for you. I explained to you the complexity and the cost thing again a bit later. Okay, then there's how the case actually looks. It can actually be flat or it can be curved. And then the different types of materials that you can use. I don't think you can use them in a combination. But I could check back for you, but I don't think you can actually use them in a combination. I think plastic and rubber would be fine, but plastic, rubber, and wood, I'm not very sure about the titanium. They had some restrictions on using the rubber and the titanium. The rubber was a restriction on the kind of power source you could use, but the titanium had a different kind of things on the shape of the thing. So I think that there is some restriction on... I think you could probably group plastic and rubber together, wood and titanium, but you know, it might be easier from a cost perspective and a complexity just to use one, you know, as opposed to two. And the other components are logic chips. Again, I'll go back to the component chips. How complex or how easy the logic is, it depends on how many functions you have on the unit, and that impacts cost. I don't think the logic chip has an issue about size, because they should be about the same size. Power consumption should be about the same. I think the main impact is complexity, and the other thing is the power options. The first one is a standard battery. Okay, the second one I think is more of a gimmick than actually a usable thing. It's a wind up, you know, a crank. Yeah, but that might be something. I think that's more of a look and feel decision, because I don't think you can have one power source if you're using the alternative power sources. I think whatever it is, you still need a battery, because I don't think anybody wants to keep doing one thing. Okay, the other ones are a solar-powered cell, which may not be a great idea in Europe or any country that has seasons, because half the year you'd be dead. So, like what I said, you probably need like a battery and something else. And the kinetic one, I guess for me, is the most interesting one, because it's movement, and people like to fiddle with their... And it's a nice sales gimmick, I think. From a marketing gimmick, it's a technology thing. It's a shake it. It doesn't work. Shake it, knock it, or something. You know, yeah. You know. Have you had those balls? You know, those stress balls where you bounce the ball, and it lights up and it goes. You know, that might be a gimmick combined with rubber. You know, just to, if you get frustrated with remote control, you can throw it. Kind of, you know, just to, you know. Okay, from my role, I don't think they're personal preferences, but role preferences, I think something comfortable to hold. Small and slim, I guess that's more in the sense of small and slim in terms of comfortable, not so small you can't, you know, like a phone or some too small phone. And the other thing is, from a production point of view, The less components we use and the simpler the components means you reduce your cost and you increase your profit. And also the time to market and the complexity of developing, designing, and debugging it. Okay, let me just go back and talk about some of the restrictions. The user interface restrictions basically means that if you use more complicated features, like the buttons are standard, okay, the LCD panel and the scroll wheel, you need more complicated logic. The case, okay, with a rubber case, you can't have the solar panels. Okay, with the titanium case, let me just check that. Titanium case can't be curved, it has to be square. Okay, there's no restriction on the plastic and it can't be curved on the wood. So that's, again, I don't think you can use them in a combination. Especially the titanium, I suspect they're very fixed to a particular need. So mixing them may not be a good idea. Yeah, that's it. I think we could because the LCD panel requires power, and the LCD is a form of a light. So that. Are you thinking of a light in the sense of a light, or a light in the sense of it glows, kind of, you know, Frankenstein, it's alive. Okay. 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 That's why I think the option of the kinetic thing, which basically means as long as you shake it like a watch, like an automatic watch. It's probably sensitive enough when you fiddle it. So you could trigger that to a light, like I said, the bouncing ball thing, or you could trigger that to use that to power the light as opposed to, so when they pick it up, right? And then that sort of triggers the glowingness. I think he made that.
Number one.
Is there a particular shape that you're interested in? Like, does marketing have any research on? Does it need to be long? Does it need, would a square thing work? Yeah, because that will help narrow down the choice of what fruit. I'm thinking fruits in my head, but that's tacky. Do we need an LCD display? What's the functionality of that? Yeah, but the question is, what are we using it? What would we achieve from it? Putting it in lights is cheap, but putting an LCD panel just to make it glow is a bit of a. I think that will be a problem because we don't have an input device to get the listings into it. So it's a bit nuts to get the user to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know. I'm not saying there's no need for an LCD display, but it's what will it tell the user? Because the LCD tends to be an output as opposed to an input. So does the remote control need to talk back to the user? We have the option of the speaker as well. The same thing goes for the speaker. Is there a need for the remote control to talk back? You could put a game on it. When the TV dies, you can play with the remote control. Where would you physically position the buttons? I think that has some impact on many things. Maybe you want to draw into the. No, like I said, we have a hybrid kind of thing, so it's not going to charge the battery. It's just, yeah. Yes. Or even a clear case, a glowing yellow type case where the yellow is showable, but in the dark it sort of it's alive, in a slight set of way. Yeah. Or there might be a light running through it like a mouse. You know, you have cordless mice and they don't need that much power, right? So the battery in that sense, maybe you have one or two strategically placed lights that sort of. Yeah, but because the case is transparent, so it gives it a little bit of a glow, doesn't make it freaky. The question is, when you're rolling it, how do you want to roll it? Do you want them to roll it like that? Do you want them to roll it like that? Because in a mouse, your hand's in a position to roll it. Whereas the other thing about having a jog dial this way, it tends to get moved accidentally. That's a very unnatural motion to, yeah. Can you imagine you have to scroll a lot? It might work for volume. And maybe some of the brightness controls and stuff like that, but not for channels, right? If you have a Telewest box, you've got like you don't have to buy all the channels. You've got 50 channels. Can you imagine trying to and I don't think having that, too quick, too slow, kind of it's confusing to the I don't know. But users tend to want to use that, and once they lose out in the user experience, they're like, because that becomes the most accessible thing in front of. Yeah. So you want to expand the shape of the. That might have one problem in terms of whether you're left-handed or you're right-handed, you might be locking yourself in. Could I just jump in and suggest something quickly? I think one thing would be the jog dial, because that's going to have quite a big impact on the thing. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, the slide, because then you don't have to put the hand. I think incorporating the logo is quite straightforward. There's lots of space for it. Yeah, but it's also a marketing and a function. Yeah. Feel like fruit skins. No, like, yeah, kind of like that, yeah. Play-Doh time. You got to choose first. No, we're kidding. Okay, can I just swipe your power cable? I don't think it matters. Okay, I'm gonna pull everybody out first and then put in whoever needs to be left. It's you. This is a real hassle. Oops. I'm going to take the microphones because I'm too lazy to take them off again.